The summary is the final paragraph of your essay. And in your summary, there are really only a few basic rules to remember. In a good summary, you will begin generally by restating your thesis statement. Now, by restating, I don't mean by including it word for word. You're going to be rewriting it a little bit, rewording it, but you're going to be writing essentially the same sentence that makes essentially the same point. After you've written your thesis statement, you will be including rewritten versions or reworded versions of your A, B, C sentences. By doing this, you're going to be reminding the reader at the end of your paper what it was that the focus of your paper was, and what the major subjects were that you focused on as you went through your paper. We remind the reader of what they read in the summary paragraph, because a reader can't be expected to remember everything they've just read by the time they get to the end of a paper. So it's very important to remind them of what it is they just read in your summary. The one thing you want to avoid in your summary, absolutely, is you never want to include new information, make new points, make new arguments in your summary. And the reason you don't want to do that is because the summary is not the place to introduce and elaborate on new information. It's simply a place to remind the reader of what they just read, what the point of your paper was, and what some of the major subjects were that you focused on as you went through your paper. Once you've completed that, you have completed your summary, and hopefully you've come to the end of your draft.